Grace, greetings, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for the 14th of March. I'm Paul White, and we are in the 12th verse of the 11th chapter of Zechariah. We've been in this verse for the past several days, looking at the different nuances of the prophecy that involves the breaking of God's covenant with all of his people. In the 12th verse, he asks them if this is agreeable to them or if this is good in their sight. So the onus of responsibility, the choice, I guess you should say, really lies at the feet of the leaders of Israel. They have the opportunity to give what they believe it's worth to break out of the covenant. I don't know if we should push the illustration too far that they could have said, no, we don't want out of the covenant. I think the point is that they've broken their end of the bargain so many times that they've made it obvious to God that they don't appreciate the covenant that they're in. And so that covenant needs snapped. And they choose 30 pieces of silver to be the wages which they weigh out. As we told you yesterday, we want to make the New Testament connection. And it honestly doesn't take much Bible knowledge to make a New Testament connection with where is 30 pieces of silver associated with Christ. You don't have to have been in church very long before you hear the story of Judas Iscariot and his betrayal of our Lord, and how he either approaches the chief priests or he is approached by, there's a little bit of both, and he sells out the location of Jesus for 30 pieces of silver. It kind of tells us that, first of all, Judas has this idea that the chief priests need to spend time with Jesus. We may take a podcast and get into some of the motivations behind Judas's betrayal, or at least try to. And then there's also the reality that, or the obvious reality to me, it's obvious that if Jesus had to be sold out in order to be found, he is a bit covert. He's at least not announcing his location day and night. So there's must already be almost a price on Christ's head for Judas to need to take the soldiers to find him in a place he knows he'll be, which happens to be the Garden of Gethsemane. Now, I want to take you into the New Testament passage that talks specifically about these 30 pieces of silver, and that would be Matthew chapter 26, when 14, 15, 16, one of the 12 called Judas Iscariot went to the chief priests and said, "What are you willing to give me if I deliver him to you?" And they counted out to him 30 pieces of silver. So from that time, he sought opportunity to betray him. Now, I want you to notice that Judas is the one who has all of the power in this story. He doesn't have to come to them and say, "What will you give me?" He could come to them and say, "I will take you to Jesus, and for a million pieces of silver." He doesn't name his price. He has the opportunity to name his price. He doesn't. But instead, he lets them decide. Now, I don't want to indicate that I think Judas is trying to fulfill prophecy or that he is aware of the Zechariah 11 story. I can't prove either of those. In fact, my gut tells me probably not. He's probably not trying to be some great pawn in a prophetic incident. But the fact that he tells them to name their price, to me, speaks very loud to the reality of the 12th verse of Zechariah 11. Because if you recall, here's that 12th verse in Zechariah 11. "Then I said to them, if it's agreeable to you, give me my wages, and if not, refrain." But God doesn't say, "This is how much I want." He just lets them pick what he's worth. And as we've done the last few days, the value of a wounded slave under the laws of Torah, Exodus 21, are that you owe the person whose slave was wounded 30 pieces of silver. If your animal killed their child, you owed them, well, you owed them whatever they asked for. I mean, if there was no price put on that, they set the price. And so when you get into buyer sets the price, the buyer is setting value. It's kind of like, imagine, this is a crude illustration, but it might work. Imagine you were going to sell something to someone, say a piece of art, and they come to your house and look at the artwork, and they say, what do you want for it? And you say, make me an offer. You need the right buyer in that situation. Because if buyer pays what they think it's worth, say you get a buyer that's not an art, doesn't have any art appreciation, doesn't know anything about style and history and or the artist, and they don't really care for the art, and they say, I don't know, I'll give you $10. And then you get someone who understands what they're looking at and appreciates it and knows that it's valuable. And they offer more because it's valuable to them. When the buyer sets the price, the value of what they're buying comes to the forefront, at least the value according to them. Zechariah's prophecy is that the buyer will set the price. Judas walks in and does the same thing. What will you give me if I deliver him to you? And they counted out to him 30 pieces of silver. I know that we run the risk of staying too long on a thought. But and maybe we even run the risk of overplaying our hand in that we make a New Testament connection, an Old Testament connection, but I really don't think so in this case. It's one thing to do numerology lessons where you say, okay, the guy had seven objects and seven equals this, and then he gave one away, and that's the number, you know, I don't know. I've participated in a few of those sort of lessons. I never really feel comfortable at the end, and I've also found that they're difficult for people to take any life out of. People get impressed with knowledge, but they don't walk away full of life. So I don't want to turn it into something like that, but I don't see a more direct prophecy from the Old Testament to the New Testament that speaks to something bigger than itself, a bigger moment than itself. You literally have an Old Testament verse that tells you, I'll break my covenant with you if you pay me, and what do you want to give me? And they give me 30 pieces of silver. And then you get in the New Testament, and God is about to go to the cross. I said that right. God is about to go to the cross. And he says through Judas to the chief priests, what's it worth for this to happen? And they say 30 pieces of silver. It's just no way it's coincidence. And it's one of those that we don't get a lot. We don't see a lot of it in the New Testament. We don't see it spoken of much. When we get into the 13th verse, which will be a couple days from now, we'll get into the fulfillment of the 13th verse in Matthew 27. And if you want to peek ahead, read the first 10 verses of Matthew 27, and you'll see what happens when Judas brings the 30 pieces of silver back. I bring that up now because Matthew will quote this passage, but he misattributes it, and that has caused us to miss it altogether. We'll get into that in 2 days. Tomorrow, I want to bring out the fact, the interesting piece of knowledge. It's factual, but it's an interesting piece of knowledge, and I'll let you do what you will with it, that there's someone standing in the shadows in the Hebrew text of Zechariah 11, and we'll talk about that together tomorrow. I'll see you then. God bless.